Ladies and gentlemen, Day to Day announces a brand new occasional feature web browser. This is a feature in which we cover items of interest on the web, and today the topic is a website that's a big hit among political junkies. It makes it easy to find out who has contributed to what various political campaigns. Day to Day's Steve Prophet joins us in the studio. Steve, what is the URL?
Alex, try typing in www.fundrace, F-U-N-D-R-A-C-E.
Yeah, go ahead.
.org.
Here we go.
Got it. Now, this is a site created by something called iBeam. It's a kind of a techno-activist collective based in New York. But it's simply an easy way to use an interface which queries the publicly available databases that are at the FEC, the Federal Election Commission. Look there and first click on Neighbor Search.
Okay,
over on the right, let's type in a name. Why don't you type in the last name Trump, T-R-U-M-P.
Okay.
And how about for the first name Donald?
Don. Could I go Don?
Well, you could probably go Don. But
here
you
we
might
go.
Want. Okay.
Hey, Donald Trump, President of the Trump Organization. He's given $2,000 to John Kerry, and he's given $2,000 to George W. Bush. That's the maximum you can give.
That's right, and he's covering both his bets, and he didn't bet on anybody else. Go ahead and pick another name, any name you want, somebody that we might know.
How about Ben Affleck?
Try Ben Affleck.
Hey, Ben Affleck, actor, Wesley Clark, $2,000, and Dennis Kucinich, $1,000.
Alex, there's another feature of this that is perhaps the most interesting. Why don't you just type in your address in your zip code there.
All right. Okay, here we go.
So Alex has entered his address here. Now, what are you getting?
Well, by entering my address, I find that I have not made any political contributions, which is correct. I haven't. But this lists all the people around me who have made political contributions. It gives their names and their street addresses and how far they are from my house, and it tells me what they actually do. Here's a developer. Here's a CPA. This is a lot of information. To see that here on a very publicly accessible site rather than in the musty files of the Federal Election Commission is kind of surprising. Steve, are there other sites like this?
Sure, Alex. One that I like is called, appropriately enough, opensecrets.org. It's got breakdowns of information about who's got the biggest war chests in the presidential campaign. It also has breakdowns for the House and the Senate campaigns. And I'm going to point you to my favorite graph from Open Secrets. Alex, click on the top where it says Big Picture.
Okay, Big Picture. Got it.
Okay, now I know you've probably been thinking over the past week a little bit about job security. And this is a pretty interesting...
I think we all do, yeah. Actually, this is an amazing chart. It shows U.S. House re-election rates from 1964 to 2002. The last congressional election, 2002, the re-election rate for the U.S. House of Representatives was 96%. The election before that, it was 98%. And the election before that, it was also 98%.
Pretty good job security, and I don't think there's any danger of outsourcing there.
No, I think you're right. Thanks very much, Steve Prophet of Day to Day. Web browser, an occasional feature on Day to Day, examines websites of interest. Today's began with fundrace.org.